Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, verse number 36. On his journey through these provinces, he was welcomed, worshipped, and given various presentations. In the evening, in all places, the Lord suspended his journey to perform evening rites. This was regularly observed after sunset. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is said here that the Lord observed the religious principles regularly while He was on the journey. There are certain philosophical speculations that even the Lord is under the obligations of fruitive activities. But actually, this is not the case. He does not depend on the action of any good or bad work. Since the Lord is absolute, everything done by Him is good for everyone. But when He descends on earth, He acts for the protection of the devotees and for annihilation of the impious non-devotees. Although He has no obligatory duty, still He does everything so that others may follow. That is the way of factual teaching. One must act properly himself and teach the same to others. Otherwise, no one will accept one's blind teaching. He is himself the awarder of the fruit of results. He is self-sufficient. And yet, he acts according to the rules, according to the rulings of the revealed scriptures in order to teach us the process. If he does not do so, the common man may go wrong. But in the advanced stage, when one can understand the transcendental nature of the Lord, one does not try to imitate Him. This is not possible. The Lord in human society does what is the duty of everyone, but sometimes He does something extraordinary and not to be imitated by the living being. His acts of evening prayer must be followed by the living being. But it is not possible to follow his mountain lifting or dancing with the gopis. One cannot imitate the sun, which can exhaust water even from a filthy place. The most powerful can do something which is all good, but our imitation of such acts will put us into endless difficulty. Therefore, in all actions, the experienced guide, the spiritual master, who is the manifested mercy of the Lord, should always be consulted, and the path of progress will be assured. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Haribol, Haribol. Well, what's being said here is also said by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, where he says, Name partasti kartavyam trisu lokesu kinchana nanavaptam avaptavyam varta evana karmani. So if we this is 110:36. So he says, O son of Prita, Arjuna, there's no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems. Nor am I in want of anything, nor have I a need to obtain anything. And yet, I'm engaged in prescribed duties. So this is very interesting. So the same thing is said here. It is said here that Lord observed the religious principles regularly while he was on the journey. There are certain philosophical speculations that even the Lord is under the obligations of fruitive action. But actually, this is not the case. He does not depend on the action of any good or bad work. Since the Lord is absolute, everything done by him is good for everyone. But when he descends on earth, he acts for the protection of the devotees and for the annihilation of the impious non-devotees. Although he has no obligatory duty, still he does everything so that others may follow. So then the next verse says, 323, Yadihi aham Navartayam Jatu Karmani Atandritaha Mama Varta Manu Vartan Te Manusya Partasarva Saha. For if I ever fail to engage in carefully performing prescribed duties, O Partha, O Arjuna, certainly all men would follow my path. In other words, if he doesn't follow the rules and regulations, people say, oh, well, he doesn't follow, why should I follow? You know. But no, he does follow, even though he has no obligation to do it. And in the purport, Prabhupada says, in order to keep the balance of social tranquility for progress in spiritual life, there are traditional family usages meant for every civilized man. Although such rules and regulations are for the conditioned souls and not Lord Krishna, because he descends to establish the principles of religion, he followed the prescribed rules. Otherwise, common men would follow in his footsteps because he is the greatest authority. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is understood that Lord Krishna was performing all the religious duties at home and out of home as required of a householder. So that's very important. And then Krishna says, Utsideyur ime loka nakuryam karma chet aham. Sankarasya chakarta syam upahanyam ima prajaha. If I did not perform prescribed duties, all these worlds would be put to ruination. I would be the cause of creating unwanted population, and I would thereby destroy the peace of all living beings. So this is very important, because why does he say I would be the cause of creating unwanted population? Because if people follow all the rules and regulations of Krishna consciousness, they don't have time for sense gratification. There's no time. You have to wake up early, you have to go to bed early. You have so many duties during the day, you know, the deity worship, and there's cooking, and there's serving, and there's cleaning, and there's sankirtan, and book distribution, and then, again, there's evening program. You'd be engaged all day long, 24 hours a day. And Prabhupada said, a well-managed temple, there's not enough time to put a pin into the schedule. In other words, every second is programmed and planned, so that devotees do not deviate their mind from focusing on the service, because service is 24 hours a day. So, therefore, there's no time for creating unwanted population. There's no time for doing nonsense. And here, Prabhupada writes, Varna Shankara is unwanted population which disturbs the peace of the general society. Yes. If children are procreated like cats and dogs, and no training at all, or training how to be perfect demons in public schools and private schools and colleges and so forth, then they become Varna Shankara, unwanted population, which disturbs the peace of the general society. In order to check this social disturbance, there are prescribed rules and regulations by which the population can automatically become peaceful and organized for spiritual progress in life. So we see the whole system of education, the whole culture today, is not to have peace. Although people talk about peace, peace, peace. But you can't have peace when children are not trained properly to be devotees. And, of course, the adults have to also be devotees. And that way, there will be peace and prosperity. But when people are engaged in sense gratification all the time, talking nonsense, doing sense gratification, not coming to Mangal Arati, not doing this, not doing that, then there's unwanted population, there's no proper training, and eventually there's just chaos in society. When Lord Sri Krishna descends, naturally he deals with such rules and regulations in order to maintain the prestige and necessity of such important performances, say, the prestige. Some people say, oh, well, that's for low-class people, you know, I'm not like that, you know, I don't have to wake up early, I don't have to chant my rounds, I'm making so much money, and these are all lazy bums, they can't make any money outside, they don't have any education, like me, I got so much education, I know this, I know that. The devotees are mostly ignorant. They were not successful before in their life. They didn't get a good education. But me, I got the education. I got the money. I got the 401k. I got this. I got that. You see, it's all nonsense. Yeah, I got bad karma, and I'm going to hell. You know, don't forget about that also. You know, so we have to see the prestige and necessity of following the regulated principles. The Lord is the Father of all living entities, and if the living entities are misguided, indirectly the responsibility goes to the Lord. Therefore, whenever there is general disregard of regulative principles, the Lord himself descends and corrects the society. We should, however, note carefully that although we have to follow in the footsteps of the Lord, we still have to remember that we cannot imitate him. Following and imitating are not on the same level. So there's anukara and anusara. Anukara is imitating. Anusara is following. So we can't imitate lifting Govardhan Hill. One time Prabhupada said, they want to dance with Krishna in the Rasa Lila. But first, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill before he danced in Rasa Lila. So let them first lift Govardhan Hill, then they can dance in Rasa Lila. And then he was told about this one person who was claiming to be the incarnation of Krishna. He said, he cannot even lift a table. How can he lift Govardhan Hill? So, and that's true. Following and imitating are not on the same level. We cannot imitate the Lord by lifting Govardhan Hill as the Lord did in his childhood. It is impossible for any human being. We have to follow his instructions, but we may not imitate him at any time. The Srimad Bhagavatam 10.33.30-31 affirms, Naitat sama charej jatu manasapi hi anishwara vinasyat Yacharan modyad yata rudo abhijam visham ishwaram vacha satyam tatai vacharitam vajit vachit tesam yat sva vacho yuktam buddhimam stat samacharit. One should simply follow the instructions of the Lord and his empowered servants. Their instructions are all good for us, and any intelligent person will perform them as instructed. However, one should guard against trying to imitate their actions. One should not try to drink the ocean of poison in imitation of Lord Shiva. Yeah, so that means don't smoke marijuana, even if people advertise it as medical marijuana. Yeah, that the whole thing is a joke. We should always consider the position of the Ishwaras, or those who can actually control the movements of the sun and moon, as superior. Without such power, one cannot imitate the Ishwaras, who are super powerful. Lord Shiva drank to the extent of swallowing an ocean, but if any common man tries to drink even a fragment of such poison, he will be killed. There are many pseudo-devotees of Lord Shiva who want to indulge in smoking ganja, marijuana, and similar intoxicating drugs, forgetting that by so imitating the acts of Lord Shiva, they are calling death very near. Similarly, there are some pseudo-devotees of Lord Krishna who prefer to imitate the Lord in his Rasa Lila, or dance of love, forgetting their inability to lift Govardhana Hill. It is best, therefore, that one not try to imitate the powerful, but simply follow their instructions. Nor should one try to occupy their posts without qualifications. There are so many incarnations of God without the power of the Supreme Godhead. So, these are important instructions by Prabhupada. And basically, the Lord in human society does what is the duty of everyone. So, when new people come here, they say, what are the rules? I said, well, the rules are for everyone. So, you have to do this and you do that, and I have to do it also. If you don't see me doing it, then you know I'm a nonsense. The leader has to also, you know, we always say, follow the leader. So if the leader's doing nonsense, what? That person's not a leader. Everyone has to follow the rules from the first day you enter to the last day of your life. that includes everyone. The Lord does something extraordinary and not to be imitated by the living being. His acts of evening prayer stated herein must be followed by the living being, but it is not possible to follow his mountain lifting or dancing with the gopis. One cannot imitate the sun, which can exhaust water even from a filthy place. The most powerful can do something which is all good, but our imitation of such acts will put us into endless difficulty. Yes. So, everything Krishna does is good, and it's good for everyone. But we should not try and imitate Krishna, but we should follow his instructions. That is the main point here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions? Hari Bol, no questions, no answers. Hare Krishna. Well, we want to welcome Paramananda Das. We haven't seen him for a little while. He was recuperating. Hari Bol. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare